19th sign. It has been proved in the previous signs most decisively and indubitably that the most noble prophet alayhi salatu wassalam was Allah Almighty's messenger. His messengership being thus established through thousands of certain evidences, Muhammad the Arabian alayhi salatu wassalam was the most brilliant and conclusive proof of divine unity and eternal happiness. In this sign, we shall offer a concise and summary definition of that shining evidence, that articulate proof. For since he is the proof and his conclusion is knowledge of Allah, we must surely recognize the proof and learn the manner of his evidence. With an extremely brief summary, therefore, we shall describe in what ways he is a proof of it and its correctness. It is as follows. Like all the beings in the universe, Allah's noble messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam, pointed through his own self to the creator of the universe's existence and unity, and he proclaimed with his tongue that evidence of his self, together with the evidence offered by all beings. Since he himself was the evidence, we shall point in 15 principles to its proof and integrity, its truthfulness and veracity. First principle. This proof, who indicated to the universe's maker with both his self and his tongue and his conduct and his speech, was both verified by the reality of the universe and was veracious. For the evidence to divine unity made by all beings is surely confirmation of the one who proclaims that unity. That is to say, the cause he proclaims is verified by the whole universe. Also, since the perfection of divine unity and absolute good of eternal happiness he expounded are in agreement and conformity with the beauty and perfection of all the truths of the world, he is certainly veracious in his cause. That is to say, the noble messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam, was an articulate proof of divine unity and eternal happiness who was both veracious and verified. Second principle. Also, since that veracious and verified proof performed thousands of miracles greater than all the previous prophets, came with a sharia that will never be abrogated, and his call was to all men and jinn, he was surely the chief of all the prophets and therefore gathered together in himself the essence and unanimity of all their miracles. That means the strength of the consensus of the prophets and the testimony of their miracles forms a support for his truthfulness and veracity. He is also the master and leader of all the saints and purified scholars who attain to perfection through his training and guidance and the light of his sharia. In which case, gathered together in him were the mystery of their wonders, the unanimous affirmation, and the strength of their verifications. For they traveled the way their master opened up and left open, and they found the truth. In which case, all their wonder-working and verifications and consensus forms a support for their sacred master's truthfulness and veracity. Also, as was seen in the previous signs, this proof of divine unity was equipped with such certain, evident, and definite miracles and wondrous irhasat, and his prophethood was proved by such irrefutable evidences that their affirmation could not be disputed, even if the whole universe were to unite against him. Third principle. And in that herald of divine unity and giver of the tidings of eternal happiness, who was himself a clear miracle, were such elevated moral qualities, and in the duties of his messengership, such sublime attributes, and in the sharia he propagated, such high virtues, that even his most bitter enemy had to confirm them, being unable to deny them. Since the highest and best moral qualities, the most elevated and perfect attributes, and the most precious and acceptable virtues were present in his self, his duties, and his religion, for sure that being was the exemplar, model, personification, and master of the perfections and elevated moral qualities in beings. In which case, these perfections in his self, his duty, and his religion form a support for his veracity and truthfulness so powerful that it can in no way be shaken. Fourth principle. And this herald of divine unity and happiness, who was the source of perfections and teacher of elevated virtues, did not speak of himself. He was made to speak. Yes, he was made to speak by the creator of the universe. He received instruction from his pre-eternal master, then he taught. For the creator of the universe showed through the thousands of proofs of his prophethood, in part described in the above signs, through all those miracles he created through his hand, that he was not speaking on his own account, but conveying his speech. Furthermore, the Quran that came to him shows through its 40 aspects of miraculousness, outer and inner, that he was Almighty Allah's interpreter. Also, through all his sincerity, fear of Allah, seriousness, reliability, and all his other qualities and conduct, he showed that he was not speaking his own ideas in his own name, but was speaking in the name of his Creator. In addition, all those who penetrate to reality who heed him have affirmed him with the truths they have investigated and laid open. They have believed with knowledge of certainty that he was not speaking on his own behalf, but that the Creator of the universe was causing him to speak and teaching by means of him. In which case, his veracity and truthfulness are supported by the consensus of these four powerful principles. Fifth principle, and this interpreter of pre-eternal speech saw spirit beings, conversed with angels, and offered guidance to men and jinn. He received knowledge surpassing the world of men and jinn, and even the worlds of spirits and the angels. He had access to and relationships with the realms that lie beyond theirs. The miracles mentioned previously in the story of his life, which have the authenticity of consensus, all prove this fact. In which case, unlike soothsayers and others who give news of the unseen, no jinn, no spirit being, no angel, and apart from Jibril, not even the highest angels in attendance on Allah Almighty could interfere in the tidings he gave. And on some occasions, he even left Jibril, his companion, behind. Sixth principle, and this being, the Lord of the angels, jinn and men, was the most illumined and perfect fruit of the tree of the universe and the personification of divine mercy and the exemplar of dominical love and the most luminous proof of the truth and the most radiant lamp of reality and the key to the talisman of the universe and the solver of the riddle of creation and the expounder of the wisdom of the world and the herald of divine sovereignty and the describer of the beauties of dominical art. And in regard to the comprehensiveness of his disposition, he was the most complete example of the perfections of beings. In which case, these attributes of his and his spiritual personality indicate, indeed, show that this being was the ultimate cause of the universe's existence. That is to say, the universe's creator looked to this being and created the universe. It may be said that if he had not created him, he would not have created the universe. Yes, the truths of the Quran and lights of belief he brought to men and jinn, and the elevated virtues and exalted perfections apparent in his being are a decisive witness to this fact. Seventh principle, and this proof of the truth and lamp of reality demonstrated a religion and Sharia that comprises principles ensuring the happiness of both worlds. Moreover, besides being comprehensive, it explains with complete correctness the universe's truths and functions, and the creator of the universe's names and attributes. Thus, Islam and the Sharia are so comprehensive and perfect, and describe the universe and himself in such a way, that anyone who studies it carefully is bound to understand that his religion is a declaration, a manifesto, describing both the one who made this beautiful universe and the universe itself. In the same way that a palace's builder writes an instruction sheet suitable to the palace so that he may describe himself through its features, the religion and Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrate through their clear elevatedness, comprehensiveness, and truth that his religion proceeded from the pen of the one who creates and regulates the universe. Whoever ordered the universe so well is the one who ordered this religion equally well. Yes, the perfect order of the one requires the perfect order of the other. Eighth principle. Thus qualified by the above-mentioned attributes and sustained by totally unshakable, powerful supports, Muhammad the Arabian, alayhi salatu wassalam, proclaimed his message over the heads of men and jinn in the name of the world of the unseen, turned to the manifest world. He addressed the peoples and nations waiting beyond the centuries of the future. He called out to all jinn and men. He made all places and all times here. Yes, we too here. Ninth principle. And his address is so elevated and powerful that all the centuries heed it. Yes, all the centuries hear the echo of his voice. Tenth principle. And it is apparent from that being's manner that he saw and spoke accordingly. For at times of greatest peril, he spoke unhesitatingly, fearlessly, with utter steadfastness. On occasion, he challenged the whole world on his own. 11th principle. And with all his strength, he made so powerful a call and summons that he caused half the earth and a fifth of mankind to respond to his voice, declaring, "Yes, we have heard and we obey." 12th principle. And he called with such seriousness and instructed so fundamentally that he inscribed his principles on the face of the centuries and on the very stones of all corners of the world. He engraved them on the face of time. 13th principle. And he proclaimed the soundness of the injunctions he conveyed with such confidence and sureness that should the whole world have gathered, they could not have made him revoke or abjure a single of those precepts. Witness to this are all his life and his illustrious biography. 14th principle. And he called and summoned with such confidence and trust that he became obliged to no one, and no difficulty upset him. With complete sincerity and honesty, he accepted before anyone the precepts he had brought, and acted accordingly, and proclaimed them. And witness to this was his famous asceticism and independence, and his never stooping to the ephemeral glitter of this world, which were well known by everyone, friend and foe. 15th principle. And his obedience to the religion he brought, and his worship of his Maker, and his abstaining from whatever was forbidden, all of which he performed to a greater degree than everyone else, demonstrate conclusively that he was the envoy and herald of the monarch of pre-eternity and post-eternity. He was the most sincere servant of the one who is worshipped by right and the interpreter of his pre-eternal word. The conclusion of these 15 principles is this. The one qualified by the above-mentioned attributes proclaimed divine unity with all his strength repeatedly and constantly throughout his life, saying, "So know that there is no God but Allah. O Allah, grant blessings and peace to the number of good deeds of his community and to his family. Glory be unto you. We have no knowledge save that which you have taught us. Indeed, you are all-knowing, all-wise." A divine gift and mark of dominical favor. In the hope of complying with the meaning of the verse, by the favor of your sustainer, rehearse and proclaim. I shall mention a mark of Almighty Allah's favor and mercy which was apparent in the writing of this treatise, so that those who read it may understand its importance. I had no intention of writing this treatise, for the 19th and 31st words about the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had been written. Then suddenly I felt a compelling impulse to write it. Also, my power of memory had been extinguished due to the calamities I had suffered. Moreover, in accordance with my way, I had not taken the path of narrative, that is, he said that, it was said that, in the works I had written. Furthermore, I had no books of hadith or the Prophet's biography available to me. Nevertheless, saying, "I place my trust in Allah," I began. It was extremely successful, and my memory assisted me in a way that surpassed even that of the old Sa'id. 30 to 40 pages were written at speed every 2 or 3 hours. Once 15 pages were written in a single hour. It was mostly narrated from such books as Bukhari, Muslim, Bayhaqi, Tirmidhi, Shifa al-Sharif, Abu Naim, and Taberi. My heart was trembling, because if there had been any error in relating them, since they are hadiths, it would have been a sin. But it was clear that divine favor was with us, and there was need for the treatise. Inshallah, what has been written is sound. If perhaps there are any errors in the wording of some of the hadiths or in the names of the narrators, I request that my brothers will look on them tolerantly and correct them. Saeed Nursi.